أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our topic today is from Riyad al-Salihin, chapter 1, which talks about sincerity, selflessness, and intention behind all actions and matters, open or secret. We will first recite some verses from the Holy Quran and then a partial list of ahadith from this chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Bayyinah, verse 5, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُقْرِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُ السَّلَاةَ وَيُوتُ الزَّكَاءَ ذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَ. It's translation. And they are ordained not else than to serve Allah, keeping religion pure for Him, as man by nature upright, and to establish worship, and to pay the poor due. That is true religion. Then in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يُنَعْلَ اللَّهَ لُحُومَهَا وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَعْلُهُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Speaking about animals which are sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their flesh and their blood reach not Allah, but the devotion from you reaches Him. Then in Surah Al-Imran, verse 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, whether you hide that which is in your hearts or reveal it, Allah knows it. Now, let's go over the hadith narrated by Umar bin Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, in which he says that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that intention determines the worth of a person's actions, and he will attain what he intends. If by immigration his aim is to please Allah and His Messenger, then his migration is for this purpose. And if he migrates seeking the attainment of some worldly object or for the sake of marrying a woman, and as such his migration will be reckoned for that particular object. This hadith is related by both Bukhari and Muslim. And this is the hadith where we see the wording, the very well-known wording, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah relates, once we were with Rasulullah in a battle, when he said, the Prophet said, there are some people still in Medina who are with you in spirit wherever you march and whatever valley you traverse. It is only their indisposition that has kept them from being with you in person. According to another version of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are your partners in recompense. And this is from Muslim. Imam Bukhari has attributed this to Hazrat Anas, that we were returning from the campaign of Tabuk with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet said, there are people left behind in Medina who neither accompanied us nor crossed any veil, but nevertheless they are with us in spirit. They simply could not join us on account of their excuses. Another hadith, this one related by Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu, who said that the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah does not go after your bodies and appearances, but He scans your hearts. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْدُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْدُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَامَالِكُمْ. This hadith is from Muslim. Hazrat Abu Musa Ashari has said, Rasulullah was asked, which of the three persons carries on battle for the sake of Allah? One who fights to show his cavalry, or one who fights for the sake of self-respect and honor, or one who fights ostentatiously? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, one who fights to uphold the message of Allah is the person who carries on the battle in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated Allah's affirmation that He has defined good and evil and has expounded their gradation. Therefore, one who makes up his mind to do a good deed is rewarded by Allah for one full measure of it. And if he then proceeds to carry it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him from 10 to 700 times and even many times more. He who is inclined towards an evil deed but does not carry it out, he is rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one full measure of good deed. Should he carry it out, the bad deed, then he is debited only by one evil deed. This hadith is related by both Bukhari and Muslim. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bi ayatihi wa dhikril hakim. Innahu ta'ala jawadun kareemun malikun barrur rahim.